Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is Mirror Mirror, and this is going to be my first recording ever. I didn't know quite what to make it at first because I'm really honest, and this is a little nerve-wracking, so I was not sure whether or not I'd be able to come on. Just the sound of my voice alone, and well, I wasn't really going to pretend. So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer the totally unofficial audio questionnaire that I found by Rob1514. We'll see how far I get. Number one. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? It's really one of two of my top. I like porn. I like watching it from time to time, and for a quickie, that's great, but if I really want to get into it, it's something I need to imagine. It needs to evoke something, and I find either reading it and to a greater extent, especially recently, hearing it is so much better than just watching. Number two, how long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? And were you coaxed into posting your voice? Quite honestly, it's been a wild couple of days, if I'm honest. I first heard about it way back when, and an ex-boyfriend suggested doing a couple's post, but we never ended up doing it, and it made me think of it from time to time until recently. So, I decided to jump right in. Pretty much, just don't do anything by halves. So would you consider this being coaxed into posting my own voice? I've had a little while to think about it, and I like it. I like the idea. So, let's hope I keep going. Number three, have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secrets or desires on GWA? Will you? I don't know. I am a simple person. I don't think I have anything too deep or dark or crazy in terms of desires. I have fun with them. From time to time, they're interesting to explore. I love being open-minded, but for the most part, what I enjoy are simple and straightforward. Where am I? I don't know whether or not my answers are extremely boring or really distracted, possibly both, but number four. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? I've had a very good experience recently with Urchinx. I don't even know how to say your name properly. Librarian. Recording. I thought that was amazing. And I was really enjoying some of the 100 to 1 challenges that I was listening to along the way. You guys, oh, so good. Which of my own do I like? I guess I'll have to wait and see. Five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? On a woman, Shorts. Short shorts. If you have nice legs, I will look at them unrepentantly. I don't even care. On a man, nothing too tight, I suppose, but fitted. Simple is nice. I like fitted sweater, shirt, t-shirt, well put together. I adore that. Six, what do you wear to bed? I t-shirt and panties. Sometimes no panties, but usually yes. But always a shirt. I don't generally like sleeping topless. I used to wear those really long nightgown things, especially as a kid, because I don't know, my mom bought them for me. And they never actually stay down. I don't understand the point of sleeping in something that's always like rolled up all the way to your armpits. No point in that to me. Seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? I don't know about in the house, maybe on the floor. Definitely on the floor. I do have a much bigger attraction to sex and to sexual encounters, almost but not quite in public. It's amazing just to think of. Just having sex while at the office or somewhere else where it's ridiculously inappropriate. But at home, it's my home. Everything's fair game. 8. Has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. Not generally. I don't really keep whipped cream around. I was never a fan until, well, not that long ago when I found out what real whipped cream could taste like. Chocolate, unless you get the stuff that's specifically made not to harden, I suppose it, and that's way too much thinking ahead. I like it when stuff just happens. So no, it really never came up. Nine. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Do tell. No. That's never occurred to me to want or to even consider. I can find people attractive. I can find them very attractive, but that's, I don't know, I've never enjoyed the thought of sex as just sex. It's another level experience, and I want it to be that way always. Maybe that's cheesy, but ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? It's something I fantasize about. I think about it. I'm a really tactile person. I love, well, when I like you. I love to touch you. I love to be touched by you. And, the more, like, the thought of more is always, always seems better, but I can never really see myself, actually playing that out. It seems too delicate of a ballet to, orchestrate properly. So many egos to keep in check, least of all, you know. Not least of all my own. 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I think when you're only into light bondage, and I am, it's easier to go either way. And I do. I like someone taking control. I like having things done to me or having me watch. But I also like being the one in charge. I like saying what I want, especially recently. It's not been something I traditionally have been known to do. Traditional Asian upbringing. Definitely something I want and need to explore more of. And I will. I'm sure I will. 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? it's hard to say. Usually it's how you say it, I suppose. I've always really liked the phrase "good girl." It, even in plain talk, it can make me jump a little. It can make me squirm. The exact way you say the word fuck, how well you moan it, that'll do it. And maybe it's cheesy, but I love you. Yeah, that'll do it. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I can. Yes. Yes, I can. I think it's easier for girls. And, I don't know what the most I've ever gone in one day is. Like, days I can go and I can go hard. I don't. Don't know what the count would be. More than 10. More than 20. There's a lot of time in a day. And if I have absolutely nothing to do, I am going to spend it in the best way possible. The best way possible. Which fantasy do you wish could come true? I don't I don't know. There's stuff that I enjoy, but I only enjoy just to watch or to think about, not actually physically happening. It's not something I would prefer to play out in real life. I love what I do in real life. I love what I have. And what I can do in real life, what's in my head can stay there, and that's perfectly fine with me. Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? No. No. I think you would have to be supremely comfortable with your own body, and I don't think I could ever quite reach that stage of of self-confidence. I like quite a few parts of myself on a good day. I think I look amazing, but I don't need video evidence of it. I've done video calls, and they've been wonderful, but I don't have evidence of that, and I don't expect the other person ever did either. Maybe that's more is the pity, but still a no. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go to find a private place? Do tell. Yeah. Often at work, it's one of the best stress reliefs ever, and when you work in, when you work in and around people, you need to unwind sometimes, either secretly while you're still in public or in an elsewheres where have a moment alone for myself. Either's good, either's fun. 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. I would say I'm quite sensitive to touch, just regardless. Just regardless. It's in the way you touch me. Doesn't have to be hard, soft, anything. It's just, you can tell. You can always tell if your fingers linger against my skin, even if it's just my arm, my leg, my hair. I can tell. I can enjoy it. It's probably one of the reasons why I don't touch casually unless I know you. And when I do, it's like I can't stop. But erogenous, my neck. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me there and I'll melt. If I can get to the end. How much the size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you? Why? No, it doesn't really matter. Not unless you've got, like, I guess, size of like a cocktail sausage. This is something I could work with for everything. I love. Oh, I Okay, so maybe I didn't ask any of the questions, but, even if you're not that big, that means you're great for oral, and I love giving oral, so, don't be afraid, it's not a big deal. And honestly, I've always been of the opinion that appearance matters the least of everything. It's the first to go, and I am left with all the rest. And I want to like that more than anything else, anything that could actually appeal to me physically. There's gonna be something else that will. I have girlfriends who still don't believe me, who still go, what if he's black? No, that doesn't matter. That would terrify my mother, perhaps, but... not my priority. It's never been my priority. What is your idea of good foreplay? Talking. It doesn't even have to be anything overtly sexual, just sexy. The way your voice can change when as you're starting to get turned on during a conversation, that'll do it. Honey, have you ever role-played? And what is your favorite role-play? Not in the traditional sense. I used to write it. But that would be, in a character. As a character. And, and that was fun. Stepping outside myself, being somebody else that was good. It's good. Hi, GWA. I hope I will see you all again, and I hope it will be soon. Bye.